You got it locked on the best radio station.
LFNC Radio, man, we live.
I told her we gon' do this shit accordingly. Usually I be calm, but now the world gon' see. You hit me up too late, I had to leave. Young tonight and I feel like the MVP. I told her we gon' do this shit accordingly. Usually I be calm, but now the world gon' see. You hit me up too late, I had to leave. Young tonight and I feel like the MVP. Whoa, wait a minute, nigga, I'm not finished. Keep the receipts in Manila folders. Learned to bend it from mama, I had to get older. You think that I'm chosen, I feel unimportant. Wanna eat imported, fine China folks. Rode it in a subway, trapping in New York. All I think is winning, boy, that's where you lost. Ask me where it's coming, rooted from the source. Clap for the greatness, I enjoy every moment. Never answer my phone, told you I was recording. Say I come too late, I be gone in the morning. Gone in the morning, girl, I'm gone in the morning. Get it solo, motherfucker, handout. All black, everything, but we still stand out. Swear I got my whole next 6 months planned out. This, that, I pray you understand, bro. I told her we gon' do this shit accordingly. Usually I be calm, but now the world gon' see. Me up too late, I had to leave. Young tonight and I feel like the MVP. I told her we gon' do this shit accordingly. Usually I be calm, but now the world gon' see. You hit me up too late, I had to leave. Young tonight and I feel like the MVP.
So if that's greatness, I ain't well off. Girl, I'm a dog working my tail off. Cover your lies so I don't hear y'all. Two nights, fuck it, I can't spare y'all. Came for two nights, bring paraphernalia. Pay for two flights, it's me and Mac. Take off motion, I pray, pray it all pays off. CCM told you it's no days off.
I told her we gon' do this shit accordingly. Usually I be calm, but now the world gon' see. You hit me up too late, I had to leave. Young tonight and I feel like the MVP.
Will somebody call the preacher?
Sorry if I'm hopping out my body.
I be geeked up.
Darling, please don't call me, I'm with Scotty.
Getting reeked up.
I'm probably with a body getting naughty.
Getting freaked up.
Somebody, will somebody, can somebody
call the preacher?
Sorry if I'm hopping out my body.
I be geeked up.
Darling, please don't call me, I'm with Scotty.
Getting reeked up.
I'm probably with a body getting naughty.
Getting freaked up.
Somebody, will somebody.
Get the dough. Let me know if it's for me, I gotta go. See you later, I'll be back before you know. Please, responsibility, protect your soul. Hey, listen, a little bitch, I'm cold just like the avalanche. Not picking up when you call, I'm running out of friends. And I don't stress over bras, ain't giving much to them. Not even teddies or cars, just a good luck to them. God bless, go, go, oh yes, I know these people heartless. Regardless, I keep my distance, surrounded by relentless. Any bitches, so they flawless. Hardly, I beg to differ. Mr. Lord, please forgive us. Will somebody call the preacher?
Sorry if I'm hopping out my body.
I be geeked up.
Darling, please don't call me, I'm with Scotty.
Getting geeked up.
Or probably with a body getting naughty.
Getting freaked up.
Somebody, will somebody, can somebody
call the preacher?
Sorry if I'm hopping out my body.
I be geeked up.
Darling, please don't call me, I'm with Scotty.
Getting geeked up.
Or probably with a body getting naughty.
Getting freaked up.
Somebody, will somebody, can somebody
can you lend a hand? I think I'm Dottie or for Molly, I'ma be up. Scotty beaming, Holly seeming naughty, I'ma see her. Somebody with somebody, can somebody call the preacher?
Sorry if I'm hopping out my body, I be geeked up. Darling, please don't call me, I'm with Scotty, getting geeked up. Or probably with a Dottie, getting naughty, getting freaked up. Somebody with somebody, can somebody call the preacher?
Sorry if I'm hopping out my body,
I be geeked up.
Darling, please don't call me, I'm with Scotty,
getting geeked up.
Or probably with a Dottie, getting naughty,
getting freaked up.
Somebody with somebody, can somebody.
All I had was sticks and stones to do a song. One shot to give them something they could feel. Laying down, place your best. This is what we call brother brutal. All I had was sticks and stones to do a song. One shot to give them something they could feel. Laying down, place your best. This is what we call brother brutal.
I'm thinking way back when. Trying to make something out of nothing. Grandma jamming the music. Well, why you doing all that cussing? I'm like, that's a part of the game. Like when the 808 bang and knock your pictures off the wall. And you get mad, I'm on some trying to be better than what they expect. A country boy that like rap music but keep Willie Hutch off in the deck. I know that's unorthodox, my flow. But sometimes the poetry much better than a metaphor. And when the groove is right, you gotta settle for. Cause you made this beat 30 minutes ago and that's just me. I make my own beats and write my own rhyme, that's just me. More tied to the sun die, that's just we. All my family and friends, my brother, my sister, my cousin, and kin. To the
all
end,
I had
let's
go. All I had was sticks and stones to do a song. One shot to give them something they could be. Laying down, place your bets. This is what we call real brutal. All I had was sticks and stones to do a song.
LFNC radio, man, we live.
That's to stay holy, keep the beast off. So watch real close how you speak. That's to stay holy, keep the beast off. So watch real close how you speak.
I just pulled up in the vet verb. Ballin' out and turned up my net worth. Couple bands on the paint job. Flooded band on the rollers. I ain't even set the time on it though. Solo got no time for a nagging hoe. I'm good in the streets everywhere I go. And I'm great on these beats, checking stereo. Niggas ain't gon' love you till you flex on them. My dogs in the hood with the vest on them. Don't make me sick, I'm on ya, I'll do it. All this cool on me, nigga, I'll lose it. Don't mistake the bed as a peace offering. That's to stay holy, keep the beast off him. I bear arms, nigga, got the peace on me. So watch real close how you speak on me.
That's to stay holy, keep the
beast
off. So watch real close how you speak on me. That's to stay holy, keep the beast off. So watch real close how you speak on me.
Niggas talk ballin' but some bench players. I'm all net though, they some bricklayers. Everybody's hands out like our own favors. I done moved out the hood where it's no neighbors. Stopped smoking out the wood, now strictly papers. The ones that was cool, they done caught the vapors. As a youngin', all I wanted was a blue scraper. Now it's penthouse floor and a skyscraper. Just slugged out my mouth with some yellow gold. Now I talk ish to him with a hella glow. Smelling like a bag from the L.I. Blue. Been glowed up since I left L.I.U. This blackbird flew out the nest. Now it's tattoos, jewels I finesse. And every rat pack jewels you can get. So all you small time, small mind niggas, you can step.
That's to stay holy, keep the beast off. So watch real close how you speak on me. That's to stay holy, keep the beast off. So watch real close how you speak on me.
Little nigga, call him little, cause I'm bigger, bigger cause. nigga money, better bitches, little nigga. I'm talking to little niggas, little nigga.
That's to stay holy, keep the beast up.
Little nigga, call him little, cause I'm bigger, bigger cars, bigger games, bigger money, better bitches, little nigga. I'm talking to little nigga.
So watch real close how you speak on. So watch real close how you speak on. That's to stay holy, keep the beast off him.
All right, man, you already know what it is. It's your man, Marcel, holding it down, representing that legendary Forever Entertainment. And I got a very special guest in the building today. Actually, I got him on the line today, Mr. J-Mal Green. What's going on, bro?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Man, we ain't sat down with you, had you on the line in a minute, man. Last time was at Swank Media Day, like last year, man. What's been going on since then?
Man, a whole bunch. Released a single. Then everything happened with the Laquan McDonald case. And so we've been protesting in the city. So a whole bunch has been going on, man. Let's get into specifics.
Alright, well let's talk about the music first, because that's okay. What we really want to hit on first. So
right.
As I asked you before, I'm going to ask you again, when did you fall in love with music?
So I fell in love with music at the age of 3, really when I was in daycare, in which I was leading all of the Christmas concerts, and that's kind of why I fell in love with singing, really fell in love with music. And then looking up to Michael Jackson from that age, he became my inspiration to actually want to do music professionally. Looking at how he gave back around the world, it's kind of how I modeled my life as I grew up. So.
All right, so last time I sat down with you, we had you singing Love Michael Jackson. Now, I'm not going to have you do it this time, but I'm just wondering, can we get a Michael Jackson cover out of you sometime, bro?
Definitely. I'm looking to... I'm starting something, actually, on my fan page, J-A-Y-M-A-L Green. On my fan page, I'm going to start doing a old school song every Thursday. So that's going to include The Temps, Michael Jackson, all your old school hits. Every week, I'm gonna be doing that. To pump people up.
Oh my God, J-Mal Green and Temptations. God damn it, I can't wait to hear.
Yes,
so
sir.
So, what really inspired you to become an artist? What was really like that signal that said you? I gotta be in music. I have to be an artist.
You know what? That's funny. Actually, when I was coming up, I started out professionally acting. And when I was acting on stage, I was on stage plays in New York Broadway. I was also singing with the acting, but mostly acting. Then I went on to host the radio. And then it was a point where I kind of reevaluated myself as a teenager and said, I've been doing all these different things. I've done movies. I've done Broadway. I've done this. I'm a singer. What do I really want to do that's actually going to make me happy? And that was, that point where I said being an artist was really the only thing that I could see, because I love being in front of large crowds. I performed in front of thousands of people that have been screaming for me, and I love that type of love and attention. And being on stage just turns me into a different person, when I'm entertaining and actually allowing people to hear my work. So I made that decision to actually be an artist after I reevaluated everything and and listen. So, you know, what I love to do.
All right, so what would you say is the biggest obstacle that you faced thus far throughout your career?
Oh, the biggest obstacle. You know what? The biggest obstacle is being independent. And that's a huge obstacle because you really have to have a functioning team behind you. You really have to have, you really have to do everything on your own. And that comes from paying for recording, paying for videos, paying for things to wear. And, you know, it's so much stuff that you have to invest in as an independent artist. And if you don't have the money, then you don't look the right way and people will not take you seriously. And so investing everything that I have into the music, and sometimes you can't do it at the time that you want to do it because you may not have what you need to do. And so being an independent artist is hard. Now it's becoming a little bit easier because of now I have a fully functioning label, independent label that I found at Major Green Music. And so with a team, it's easier that when everybody is helping and putting into the project. Being an independent artist is just the biggest obstacle, with just having to pour everything you have into your music, but not being able to select when you want it to come out or when you want to do it, because you may not have the money at the time. You know, you may not have the resources to do it the right way. And so you want it done correctly so people can actually receive it right. So
I feel like he just gave y'all a mouthful, man. I hope y'all taking in what he's saying right now.
My man, I got to commend you. I'm not going to ask you this question because I already know the answer. You do an amazing job balancing your personal life with your professional. I got to commend you on that. I've seen this man doing protests. I done seen this man on the news. I done seen this man. Shit, we went to a Trump rally or a Trump protest rally, and my man's is, it's like three different people in that head, man. I can't even knock you. I can't. I gotta give you your credit, man.
I appreciate it, man. A lot. A lot that goes into it.
So how is it being, you're a family man, let's be honest here, you're a family man, you've done some amazing things throughout your life when it comes to music and when it comes to activism, but how do you really manage, I'm going to break this down, how do you really manage to separate each one of those? I'm a separate them for y'all listening. It's J-Maw and I'm going to say Jamal, even though it's pronounced J-Maw, and then I'm going to say Mr. Green, the activist. So let's break down all three.
So you break down all three. You got me as the activist, and then you have me as the music artist. And like you said, I have my personal life and other ventures. And coming up, it was a hard task separating everything and focusing on each thing and stretching my time out so thin, but it's countless hours of no sleep. Let me just put that out there. No sleep in this. It's about having a major goal, and my goal, my goals with an S, you know, are so big that I have to put all my time into what I feel that I should be doing, so that I can actually get to where I want to be. And number one, that comes with music, which is my passion, which is my love. And that's something I have to always focus on and put as much time into as possible. That comes with activism, which I feel is my obligation, which I feel that everyone should be doing, no matter if you're a judge or a music artist or anything. Everyone should be putting time into the community. Everyone should be giving back in some way, shape, or form. And so everything that I do, I kind of had time to where I focused a certain amount of time on. And my personal life, in which my junior is in the other room right now. I also, you know, I come home to him, and I had to have it at a point to where, when he was coming, that I needed him to be at home, because I know I was going to be out all day, every day, putting so much time in and traveling the world and doing so many things, that I had to at least come home to him and give him as much time as I could. So, you know, the balancing, of course, is hard, but it's doable as long as you stay focused and not allowing one thing to overtake everything. Not allowing my activism to take over everything. Not allowing my music to take over everything, but aligning certain time with aligning the right time for everything, and prioritizing the best way.
I commend you once again, because you've done an efficient job based off of what I've seen. I'm just saying.
I appreciate it.
All right, so let's get back into these questions, man. So, why did you decide to go with your real name as an artist? Why did you decide, you know what, I'm going to use my real name, I'm going to carry on my last name and incorporate that into my music?
Well, you know what? I was Jay Webb, and let me start from the beginning. I was a rap artist before I was on. And that was when I became a rap artist, because I went through puberty and I could not find my voice, and I could not find... I wasn't comfortable enough with my voice yet, because of puberty and because of what I was usually being able to sing, having a higher voice, and then getting this deep voice and being like, what the heck? How the heck do I use this? And so I was like, I'm just have to rap until I can find my voice. And so from the beginning, I was J Real. I was J Real. People still call me that. Then I went on to be J Real Precise. And then once I found my voice and actually went full R&B, back to my love, I decided to use my name, because it's kind of traditional for R&B singers to use their real name. And of course, I'm carrying on my legacy and my last name and for my dad. So,
all right, so now let's talk about the next 5 years. Where do you see a career going? What direction do you see a career going in within the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I see me being a very rich man, but I'll just say that. I'm building a record label. I'm a CEO of a record label. I also have a lot of other business ventures on the side that people don't know about. But as far as where my career is, I believe that I'll be a pretty known R&B singer. I don't just want to classify me as R&B, but because I do a couple different genres. But a pretty known singer that is touring globally, overseas and in the States. And you know, still being that same grassroots person that likes to go into cities and shake hands and kiss babies, like a campaign, and promoting, and also in between time giving back to the community, and still being an influence in Chicago, where I was raised.
Well, I can see you doing it, shit. I'm just waiting. Let me know when I need to pop up at a rally. That's all I got to say. So, what was your family's reaction when you told them, this is where I want to go? What was mom's, like, first reaction? All right, man, back with J-Maw Green. So, what was your mom's reaction? What was your entire family's reaction when you told them, yo, you know what? This is what I want to do with the rest of my life.
You know what, I'll say from the beginning, my family was always supportive. From 9 years old, my mom was always, you know, at my plays, putting me in, you know, theater. Even when I did New York Broadway for a whole summer, she took off work for a whole summer And we rented an apartment in New York, so I could do Broadway. And so, coming up, my mom was always supportive of what I wanted to do. At 15, when I opened up my own youth organization, and then at 16, when I said, "Mom, I need to homeschool so I can do what I love full time," and I got 30 schools in Atlanta that I'm going to do, and there's no way I'm going to be able to continue with school and being away from school for X amount of months. And so she did not agree with that because she always believed in school. But I kind of made the decision and went against her with that. And but everything that I've done kind of led me to where I am now. And so I think that she's happy about it now. But then she was not happy. She even came to a point where she was like, okay, well, you want to do what you want to do, then do what you want to do, and I'm not going to help you no more. And I was kind of out of my own, but I did it. And she was, there when I needed her. But I had to then prove something, It was then at a point where it was like, okay, now you got something to prove because now you going against family values for what you want to do in life. And so now you got to prove that you can do it so that they can have more faith in it. And so it got to that point. But now they're proud and now they're seeing things clearly.
Hey, it takes time. It take a little time, but you see it's gonna happen.
Yeah. It does take time.
Alright, so who would you say are your heroes on a personal and a professional level?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, Michael Jackson is my biggest hero. That's my main man. I always had a dream to perform with him just to meet him, and being so young and he died was a traumatic experience for me. But Michael Jackson, personally, my dad, as well as a couple mentors coming up, like my history teacher who started my organization with me, Pete Retzos, and another mentor of mine, my first manager when I was very young, Paymon Rami, as well as Musekwa Myers. So I had great mentors coming up. Those are definitely my heroes because they shaped me to who I am today. They helped me get opportunities that I wanted to get, and they guided me. And so those are my heroes.
Hey, man, I respect that list right there. All right, so this is the last question. We're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to get back to it. So, if you could change history in reference to hip-hop and R&B, what would you do differently and why?
If I can change history, I would change the most recent thing that has happened in the music industry, and that is what phase music has become, and I'll define phase music. Which is music that only lasts for a couple months and then so music that doesn't really have a lot of thought into it, music that has very simple lyrics, the same 808s and same beats, artists that come out with this drill music, with the cursing, with the killing. So if I would change history, I would change all of that, and I would start back fresh from where we had the classic music, the old school music, and coming into the 2000s with something different.
Hey, man, I respect the hell out of that. Little man in the background going crazy. It's all good.
You hear him?
I respect that list, though. Yeah, he going crazy. It is all good, though. But look, we're going to take a real, real, real quick break, and then we're going to get right back into it with Mr. J-Mal Green. Stay tuned.
I'ma pull up on you, baby. My license suspended, but fuck what they saying. They come for the salvo. My tech will be spraying on any nigga that don't fuck with the wave. And that 1320 SS fan be the gang. I'ma ride until this train is a wreck. Fuck the curry, I'ma dunk in the paint. If it's about the money, Lord, I can't be a saint. I remember walking home from school in the rain. Waking in school made me feel like a slave. Now I'm the plug and I'm running the game. Walter Payton sauce and running this wave. I'ma stack this paper till the atmosphere break. My bitch an angel with devilish face. She gon' take me till it's time for the face. I for reference if you riding my lane. Yeah, I'ma pull up on you, baby. I would fly in the seagulls. Yeah, I'ma pull up on you, baby. Yeah, pockets fat like Benny Siegel. Yeah, I'ma pull up on you, baby. Yeah, out here fly in the seagulls. Yeah, I'ma pull up on you, baby. Yeah, pockets fat like Benny Siegel. I'ma pull up on you, baby. Out here fly in the seagull. Pockets fat like Benny Siegel. Know you wanna flip a brick. But you ain't ballin' like you Mitch. Yeah, you ain't ballin' like you Rick. Switch, you ain't ballin' like you Rick James. Fuck your couch, I'm on that shit. Yeah, I'm with all that fuck shit. Hatin' on me cause you know I'm a hit. You might get blind if you look at my wrist. Pull a cap the way it shine in my whip. Watch your shorty, she was all on my tip. Cause she heard you couldn't fuck with the kid. But my heart died like a night with the pills. Yeah. I'ma pull up on you. 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 I'ma pull up on you.
Low key.
I might just fuck if you perky. Then buy my bitch a new Birkin. She with the wave if she surfing. Dickin' her down till it hurt her. Two double cups and it's purple. Listen to what your friend told you. I'm not the perfect man for you. Careful of bitch, I might hurt you. Keeping a nine as a personal. Chopper might have to disperse you. Keep my bullets in my mouth cause they verbal. My little baby, won't you shot us a murder? I done fell into a high and went further. If you try and test the set, then we murky. Molly Sprite is what I say with a purpose. Bitch, just fuck it, ain't no time for the twerking. Stuff it deep up in her stomach, she burping. It's a Ferguson in this bitch, I've been working. Yeah,
I'ma pull up on you, baby. Yeah, I'ma fly to the seagulls. I'ma pull up on you, baby. Yeah, pockets fat like Benny Siegel.
Yeah,
I'ma pull up on you, baby.
Yeah,
I'ma fly to the seagulls. I'ma pull up on you, baby.
Yeah,
pockets fat like Benny Siegel.
Oh.
I'ma pull up on you, baby. I'ma fly.
Soon as I got locked up, I came home and got that from the trap spot to Saks Fifth. Mac Clipper make these niggas backflip all over that. If it ain't paper, it ain't no conversation. No time for waiting, what's the combination? I need that paranoia, make your heart stop. I hit your bitch right after a box shot. She asked me for some. I used to bag Reggie up on the regular, way before a cellular payphone, making calls for that Givenchy jacket, but the sneakers Fendi. The East is in me for weed and Remy. My youngest need that. The block open cause they don't stop smoking. We need ID if we do not know them. They know I get Harlem made me, that's all I ever saw. I could tell just how you talking that you ain't never saw. Fresh out the bank, smelling like Tom Ford. Colorful diamonds reminding me of the nine's doors. My mama worked for that, they hit the pole and twerk for that. Excuses for a Birkin bag, she shaking for. Making Manhattan, that's where we used to fashion. FDR swerving, was serving the copper coupe and crashing. All I ever wanted to get, not a presidential, looking like it's 1996. Oh,
Them blue faces got me two races. Only thinking Benjamins. 50 niggas getting in, we got. Tried to be humble, but the paper got me. Mommy screaming, hey, Poppy, like Hova getting Rockefeller. Prince of the city, I'm feeling like Biggie when Diddy first gave him that bad boy. 100 Hummers like Manny and Baby. Since the juvie, I knew I was hot, boy. Shout out to Cash. The reason these bitches dancing, reason these niggas gambling, reason these niggas scrambling. Tell me what you think we grind for. Tryna give our mind more, just tryna get our shine on. I make the little homies run up on you. You getting paper, I just pray you keep a gun up on you. The reason my niggas trap, the reason my niggas clap, the reason my niggas rap for that. Rap for that, rap for that, rap for that. Making fiends break dance, used to have finna shake hands. That's how we used to play grams, hand in hand for that. Salam alaikum, don't be round no bacon. I kindly waited, now every promoter giving me that. I did the mackage when it got brick, lobster scallops and crabs from Alaska where they got this, that. Give you power like a loaded weapon. I'm never stopping, they hating cause they got no progression. Had me trying to go the NBA route. Rosé bent, lighthouse for takeout, that's short. Every night I gotta curb your wife. They telling me I'm the future and I don't do the dirty Sprite. A couple years ago I went the scammer route. Hammers out in front of your grandma house. Nigga, where my... That extra talking led to extra coffins. The definition of extortion, somebody take it. I'm in a drop, AC on blast, feeling like Pac when Suge gave him that death row. I'm feeling like Jeezy when that Trapper Die drop. Free Big Meech, that nigga got the... The reason these bitches dancing, reason these niggas gambling, reason these niggas scrambling. Tell me what you think we grind for. Tryna give our mind more, just tryna get our shine on. I make the little homies run up on you. You getting paper, I just pray you keep a gun up on you. The reason my niggas trap, the reason my niggas clap, the reason my niggas rap for that. Rap for that, rap for that, rap for that.
Playing like hell yeah.
Trip when you with your
as we both understand. You're not my man. We lost in lovers, but we more than friends. Got me thinking like, well, what are we then? We can't break up, ain't no relationship. We break it off and start back up again.
Straight from the bottom, I did. I came up straight from the bottom, we got it. And I came up straight from the bottom, I got it. Like right there, straight off the bottom. I came up straight from the bottom, a bottomless pit off a new Chevy verse line. My homie KB said you're gonna make it right after just hearing the first line. And I ain't need Ruben or channels maneuvers to help me make it to the front lines. And I'm way too brilliant, resilient to hustle for millions and still just be prime time. I need that out of the limelight. I need to take a vacation, shut down corporations for two nights. It seems like politics polished and marketed, but we still shake hands like Parkinson's. Spark it is your race is targeted. Take your fan base like an architect. Cut your profits, let the profit in. Craft your image. Now that's marketing. I came up straight from the bottom, a bottomless pits off a new Chevy verse line. My homie KB said you're gonna make it right after just hearing the first line. And I ain't need Ruben or channels maneuvers to help me make it to the front lines. And I'm way too brilliant, resilient to hustle for millions and still just be prime time. I came up straight from the bottom. I got it straight off the bottom. The problem kid is not your problem. Like how the fuck you ever doubt him? I came up straight from the bottom. I got it straight off the bottom. What'd you ever do without him? The problem kid is not your problem. I came up straight from the bottom. Chicago, where markets market, tell they merkin' kids. Ferguson, it's like the word is here. Americans, it's like the coast is clear. Light bulb ideas, we need chandeliers. But sharing thoughts is like sharing tears. And we don't share a pain or we don't share shit. Won't share champagne, don't even share a lift. But still kissing babies. Still shaking their hands like Parkinson. Stand firm on the idea you market and offer and auction and profiting properly, probably. This game's a monopoly. Send them to jail if you got the keys. I can see you scratch the surface for lotteries. We think it's all a scheme.
Mr. Jamal Green. So, now y'all done heard Jamal Green, the artist. He done talked about Jamal Green, the family man, a little bit. Now it's time to talk to Jamal Green, the activist. So, sir, the first thing I'm going to say to you is next time I ever go to a protest with you, I'm going to need you to calm down just a little bit. Because you can't be running like crazy like that, goddammit. This man moves fast as hell. He had military training with the speed that he be moving. I'm like, goddammit, where did he go?
We got this.
All right, so the first thing I'm going to ask you is, what was the moment where you was like, okay, nobody else saying anything, I have to get up to say something. What was that incident that made you get up and move?
Last year, I was the Put the Guns Down ambassador for the mayor. And it was a time before Kwame McDonald's video was going to release that we had a meeting at City Hall, in which I thought was going to be different, in which I thought that the mayor was going to say, hey, I'm going to change the police culture. I'm going to give resources, you know, do a better distribution of resources throughout the city, et cetera, et cetera. Instead, it was a meeting where he says, I need you guys to calm down the city or you're not going to get any resources. And so after that meeting, I had to reevaluate my position, in which I was on the side with the mayor of the people. And I've never liked this mayor in the first place. I only had, you know, I was only for the Guns Down Ambassador for a few months off of the strength of Cam Bennett. And so I said, I'm going to talk about this. And after that meeting, I went out and did a press conference and told them, hey, nothing happened in that meeting. You know, we're still at step one. And then I went on CNN, and the video released that day. Actually, when I went on CNN, the video released. And so Chicago is kind of going crazy. I saw the video, and I was shocked. And I knew nobody was really going to stand up and say something. And so I went back on CNN and criticized the mayor and said that he should step down. And that was when, you know, that ruined my relationship with him, of course. But I didn't care. I wanted to take the side of the people. And so the time where I knew I should say something was right after that video released. And I saw how people were feeling. And nobody really wanted to step in and actually, you know, tell the truth about things or what's going on in the city. And I felt it was the right opportunity too.
I feel like CNN, because you, like you said, you've been on there a few times. You've been on the news, on the big stage a few times. And I feel like they kind of limit you on what you can and cannot say, on what you should and should not say, on how far you can and can't go. They like to cut their interviews really, really short.
Right.
And, you know, chop it up and put it on their editing floor and use it accordingly. But this is not that forum. And I'm going to say this to you as somebody that I know, as somebody that I've actually been out there with. I don't go out to those protests much. For those of y'all who know me, I have my own view on protests. But when it comes to something and I feel like I need some support, I'm out there. So with all of that being said, I right now want to give you the floor to say whatever the hell you feel in regards to the political campaign, in regards to what's going on in the city, in regards to what's going on any and everywhere. You have the floor, my brother.
I think it's time for people to be more involved around the country. And we need to not only be out there in the streets to take our message to the polls, because that is what matters and that is what scares them. That is why we have the power of the city right now. Is because not only did we protest and force them to fire Gary McCarthy, but we also went to the polls and elected and got Anita Alvarez out of office and, you know, voted for Kim Fox, who beat her by a couple hundred thousand votes. And so it's time for people to be more involved and actually pick candidates that are not tied to big money, not tied to Wall Street, not tied to corporations, not tied to any politician, but is actually a regular person coming from the neighborhoods who actually want to see change, who actually have lived in these neighborhoods and want to see something different. And that's why I became a surrogate for Bernie Sanders. I think that Bernie Sanders has an extensive career where he has stood up to the House and the Senate on these same issues that he's talking about now. And this man has been saying the same things for 50 years. This man marched with Martin Luther King when he was 22 years old right here in Chicago. And he's had the same plan since. And so that makes him authentic. And he's also been in these communities and lived in communities where the culture of police, where the police culture needs to change, where the unemployment rate needs to change, where healthcare should be for all people, where education should be free, you know, where you should go to elementary school, then high school, then a college, and not have to worry about how you're going to pay for anything. And so this man believes in rights for all people and opportunity, equal opportunity for all people, no matter who you are, no matter what background, and no matter your income. And so this is a man who I see as authentic. This is a man who has the right plan. One of his main things is he wants to disrupt the campaign finance system, in which Wall Street and corporations are continuing to fund these campaigns, you know, and pour millions and millions and millions of dollars in special interest loans. And so this is the same thing that's going on here in the city. these big money people are continuing to give money to Rahm Emanuel, and Rahm Emanuel is giving our TIF funds to them to build Marriott's. We have to figure out that these big money people do not have the best interest for all people. They have the best interest for them. They want tax breaks. They want to be able to get what they want, and they'll put money into campaigns to do it. Just like right now, in the past they gentrified the area, Cabrini Green area, knocked down the projects, and now they're building a whole new Cabrini Green community, in which it'll cost thousands of dollars a month to stay in this community. And if that does not speak volumes to the city, I don't know what does. Because you can continuously see that they're pushing us out of our neighborhoods, and they're rebuilding the neighborhood to make it not affordable for black people. Now, black folks in Chicago, average income is under $20,000 a year. And if you think that making these places where we used to live $2,000 and $3,000 a month is affordable for a black person, a regular black person, that should show you what they're trying to do to the city of Chicago. And so we have to see that. We have to wake our people up. And then we got to put our foot on these politicians' necks and say, hey, we're not standing for this. And city council, we're not going to allow you to continue to bid for this guy. We have to put our foot on their necks. We have to reelect people that's actually from the community, that understands the system, that understands what's going on, and want to get in there and change it as a regular person. Not nobody that's going to get in there and be bought and sold. Not nobody that's going to get in there that's tied to companies that want the contracts, tied to the big. So not someone that's, you know, tied to the big money and the corporations, and somebody that's just regular and want to see change for their community and neighborhood. And so we have to wake up and get involved. People can't continue to sit in the house and not care about what's going on outside, you know, not care about the fact that our kids are steady dying every day, not caring about the police are killing them every day. Not caring about the politicians, don't care. Politicians are covering it up. Not care about the politicians caring about the 1%, not the 99%. Not care about the politicians passing, you know, bills that interest those who are rich, or interest those, or create a system to incarcerate us. You know, so not. We can't continue to sit in the house and say, hey, I really don't care what they're doing. I just care about my household. Because that's what everybody do until they send their kid outside of their household to go to school and their kid gets killed. And then they want to be involved. Then they want to be involved. Then they're calling me. Then they're calling the leaders to say, we want to march. We want to do this. But where were you? And this is not to nobody. But where were you when we were out here protesting for the same thing? You were in the house. That is the problem. You are not contributing to the neighborhood. You are not caring about another person's kid being killed by police. So why do you care about your kid? Because it's yours. But everybody should not feel that way. Everybody should take ownership of their neighborhoods and communities, and just as black people as a whole, and say, if that kid gets killed, we all are standing up to. And right now, I'm going to be honest with you. One thing that a lot of racists have is they have a mafia. And that's one thing that black people don't have that we should. You know, black people have to start loving each other more, sticking together. We have to start buying with each other more. We have to start supporting our own community centers, start supporting our own businesses, because they don't care about us. You're not going to walk in Chinatown and see a black person working in that store. You're not going to go. You're not going to go where Italians businesses are and see a Chinese person working in an Italian store. At the end of the day, we have to start loving each other and building with each other and standing with each other and hiring.
We got to do a little bit of isolation.
Isolate ourselves just as they have. And there's nothing wrong with isolation. nothing wrong with isolation, because every race does it. And so we have to start doing that, and we'll see change. But everybody got to wake up.
Every time I talk to this dude, he has something powerful to say. I kid you not. I will say this. Like I said earlier, I don't go to a bunch of protests. I go to a protest here and there. And I have my own reasons for that. But I will say this. Another thing that I just want to tack on to what you said, it's about where you spend your money.
Yeah. Yep.
Another thing is where you spend your
economic
money.
Economic power.
And that's why. Yep. And that's why. That's a part of the reason why I don't go to all of these protests. Because next thing you know, you'll hear one person in the group, they're screaming, they're chanting all the stuff, they're riding right along with us. But then a month or a week later or some time later, you see them in the same stores that are supporting these big corporations.
Yep.
And so that's why I don't go to all of these protests.
Another thing black people have to do is they got to understand the power that they have. They got to understand that we spend our economic spending on the, in the country is at, what, 44 or 47%. And that's not even with our own people. And so if we actually took that money away and said we're not spending with these corporations, do you know that the economy will sink? Do you know that businesses will go out of business? So, at the end of the day, we have to recognize our power and start building ourselves up, you know, start building each other up, start opening up our own businesses, start supporting each other's businesses, that's black. And, you know, and that's what we have to do. We got to understand the power that we really have. We decide the vote as well. We decide the vote. And people know every candidate needs the black vote, or they can't get it. And that's the truth. And so we have to see that we are the deciding factor in everything. And all we have to do is change it and be a little selfish and isolate ourselves. And, you know, you'll start seeing changes in our community.
All right, so I'm not going to hold him up much longer. We've been talking for almost, what, 40 minutes, just about? So look. It's plenty of things that you could sit out here and we could discuss and we could talk about. But right now, what I want to say to everybody listening live and everybody listening to pre-recorded, all of it, what you need to do right now is you need to go find your brother, go find your sister, and talk about these things. Discuss these things with your family. Build your family bond and then realize how can you help your community. This goes to black people and Hispanic people. Because I know a lot of them who are still in the same struggles that we are.
Yes.
So I'm not going to get real preachy because it ain't my place. But I'm going to say this to my brother Jamal Green, to the three of you, Mr. Jamal, Jamal, and Mr. Green, all three, goddamn it. I want to say thank you for stopping through. And I got one last question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I got one last question before we let you up out of here. What would you say to the young person?
I got one last thing to say after that, but go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Well, last thing I want to say is, as far as on the music side, I will be releasing a new single this month. And this single will be featuring Taylor Bennett, who is Chance the Rapper's brother, who's on the rise. And it's called Never Find Another. And it's going to be a pretty huge single.
All right, well, I can't wait till I get a hold of that. I hope you shoot me a message or something before you release it so I can make sure it's in rotation.
I got you. I got you. All
right, so the last thing that I want to ask you is this. What would you say to a young person right now that's trying to be successful, whether it be in music, whether it be in politics, in anything? What would you say to that young person right now?
You know what? The first thing I would say is understand what you want to do. Understand what you want to do and what you love to do. And once you understand that, focus on it. And do not take your focus off of it. Don't let nothing or nobody take you away from what you want to do. I don't care if it goes against your family values. I don't care if it goes against what your parents stand for. If you want to do something, do it. And don't let nobody get in the way of it. Because that is something that we have seen coming up, is that many people, especially blacks, work a job 50 years, don't do nothing that want to do. Work a job 50 years for their benefits and retire off the same income. You know, you don't see no benefit in that. And I want people to start owning businesses. I want people to start doing what they love to do. Start using their gifts for good. Focusing on them. And, you know, I think we can have better people, more entrepreneurs. That's what I want to see. More entrepreneurs. More people that is actually going to own something. Black people, own something. Own your house. Own your business. Because that's when you have power. These people that they got millions of people, these people that got money and their own thing, they decide what goes on in their neighborhoods and around them. And so own something, do what you love to do, stay focused, and don't let nobody get in the way of it.
If I could put some applause in here right now, that's exactly where it would go. You already know what it is, man. Jamal Green, tell them where to find you everywhere.
Everywhere you can find me at jaymalgreen.com. That's jaymalgreen.com. Everywhere else is the same. At jaymalgreen, jaymalgreen. On Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Or if you want to follow my personal Facebook page, it's JA_MAL. But if you look up JAYMAL, you'll find that too.
All right, man, you heard it here first. Jamal, bro, you are welcome to come on any week. Shoot me a message and say I got something to say. We'll stop what we're doing. Set it up, and you can talk about whatever the hell is going on. It's all good, bro.
I appreciate it so much.
All right, man, look, we're going to get back into this music. You already know what it is. It's that Friday special with Jamal Green. Stay tuned.
I feel it fade.
When no one ain't around,
I feel it fade.
I think too much.
I feel it fade.
Ain't nobody watching.
I feel it fade.
I just fade away.
So cold.
It's God's right, man. Yeah.
We'd be carried away at the end of the day.
don't be this honest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back at it better. I want that as bad as ever. Don't let me let it up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up on it. Somebody's gonna let go. Be damned if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fitter. I am on a whole nother level. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fought you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. I'm back in him. I'm back in him. I'm back in him. I'm back in him. I'm back in him better. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. That man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you your special. Serving is your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is stimming, the other is ripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song on
the thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
DJ Sean Lady, DJ Sean Lady, DJ Sean Lady.
Can I get an encore?
Do you want more? Cook it raw with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roar. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise. Who you know fresher than Ho? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hand me rap, it's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's great for dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, low express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find over the head with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see you can't replace him? With cheap imitations for these generations.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
Brooklyn ball, so for one last time, I need y'all to roar.
DJ Sean, let's
heavy set.
Come on, flap your wings.
Come on,
flap your wings.
To the girls with extensions, to the girls with dreads.
Come on, flap your wings.
Come on,
flap your wings.
From the girls got it good living in the suburbs.
Come on, flap your wings.
Come on,
flap your wings.
To the ones in the ghetto with your hands on it.
Come on,
come on.
It's the kind of beat to go.
Drop down and get your eagle on, girl.
DJ Sean Legend. smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Ay, get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Ay, get fucked up, we ain't doing much, trying to have a good time. Got four bad bitches, man, the plug's all mine. Girls get some girls, best believe they all fine.
DJ Sean, there's a trip for the all the way to Chicago.
Let go. Let go. Let go.
You got it locked on the best radio station.
LFNT Radio, man, we live.